What's going on, Worm Nation?
Hey,
it's been a while.
It's been a while. A little bit.
We can say it's been a while. A
few weeks,
buddy. I think it's been like a whole month.
That's a few weeks. It's the same thing.
So we announced this little season two finale a little while ago. We teased it a bunch of different places, and sorry it's taken this long. Genuinely,
yeah, but it was hard. It was really a lot harder than we expected, if I'm being honest.
Oh, let's just do a whole different format.
Yeah.
Not realizing how much more work that was going to be.
Yep.
So, we hope you like it.
Yeah, we like it.
We spent a lot of time on this. Put kind of our hearts and souls and
blood, and now sweat, if they don't like it, they're going to feel bad, so.
Well, I want them to feel bad if they don't like it. I really want them to like it.
All right, that's fair. That's a good point.
So without further ado, just welcome to the YBIG Season 2 finale.
YBG, the Squiz.
Hey, what's going on, Worm Nation? It's the bird and the worm coming at you on this wonderful sunny Monday morning. As always, it's me, Rob, aka the bird. We got Jake, aka the worm.
Hey, folks, how we doing? How we doing? How are we?
They cannot respond to you. I have to tell you that every single time we start the damn show.
Hey, thanks for the reminder, man. I forget quite often.
And believe it or not, we have a goddamn guest in the studio today. Woo! Am I allowed to say that on the radio?
No.
We have a gosh darn guest in the studio today. It is Keelan of Love Nation fame doing a radio tour across the United States. Giving people, you know, advice on how to get a little, you know?
Hey, Love Guru Keelan. Seriously, man, it's such an honor to have you on the program. I really appreciate you giving us the time.
Yeah, couldn't be happier to be here.
And we couldn't be happier to have you here with us. Now, before we get going on our typical, you know, morning segments, while we've got some friends here, thought we'd maybe chat a little bit about the news. Have you seen the fork knives in the news all the time lately?
Oh, yeah. I just was killing Pickle Rick on my lunch break the other day.
My kids cannot get off the damn screen.
Yeah. They love being on their Xbox and the Nintendos, and it's everything that's got the Fortnite on it.
Have you found that Fortnite has any influence on whether people can or cannot get laid?
Well, let me tell you, I've been studying this for 20 years, and I can tell you with conclusive evidence, as long as you do not own the Rick and Morty skins, you will get so much pussy off Fortnite.
I'm so fucked.
I don't know if we can say pussy. Can we say pussy?
It's fun.
Have either of you played Fortnite?
As a 40-year veteran, I have.
Just brushing up on those skills.
Yeah. Well,
if you read The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Yeah, he was a friend of mine. We go way back.
Well, Dr. Keelan, we're going to have plenty of time for you to get into your relationship with Sun Tzu, but we want to start off the show today. We've got a submission from a hometown friend of the show. We've got some new music to debut on the program this morning. So without further ado, I think we'll roll into our first music segment, since this is a radio show.
Listen up, worms. Take this new fucking music straight into your ear, pussy.
We're going to be bringing you a new song from local band Super Destroyer. This is their new tune, Sinking, on WYBG. Don't go anywhere. Back right after this.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I've never heard of Soup Her Destroyer.
Hmm.
Is it it's Soup, comma, Her Space Destroyer? Yeah,
I hardly know her.
No, I got to say, that was good. That was that was fuzzier than the fuzz on the muff of my first girlfriend 35 years ago.
God damn. That's insane. I was gonna mention about how it kind of made me want to do a bunch of drugs and lay around on the couch a bunch. So that's kind of the vibe that I took.
This really made me think of that Big Muff.
So have either of you seen that documentary that just came out, the Woodstock 99?
Oh, Woodstock 99? Oh, I was there 60 years ago.
I don't think it was 60 years ago, but it was some time ago. You might have been there.
That math checks out to me. That math checks out. Let him talk. Tell us about Woodstock 99.
Yeah, no, I was there. I was definitely there. It took place in Chicago, Illinois. And
I'm also pretty sure that's not true.
It took place in Chicago, Illinois. The headliner was Snoop Dogg with Jimi Hendrix on guitar. I was giving a lot of love advice then. I wasn't really a guru then. I was more of an apprentice to a guru,
right,
kind of thing. Like, it was like
guru apprentice almost.
Yeah, I was like doing an apprenticeship, you know, where sure. It's like instead of paying me my quote, they paid like a base fee for the apprentice guru-ness. You see what I mean?
Yeah, and we don't have to say what the quote was on the program because it's a lot.
I hope my manager invoiced you.
Well, I'll refresh the email inbox, but I don't think I've seen that in yet. So we'll wait.
Okay. So tell me about the documentary of the event that I was there at.
I just wish I was there. I wanted to rip the towers down when I was watching the Limp Bizkit set in the
Which
documentary.
Tower specifically?
Wait, yeah.
Everyone was all like scared because people were going crazy, and then Fred was like, release that energy, and they like
tore down
like the speaker towers and shit. They broke stuff during break stuff. That rocks. Did you get a chance to see Limp Bizkit while you were there?
Oh, Limp Bizkit. You see, I saw Limp Bizkit about 10 years ago.
Was that off the Gold Cobra tour?
The what?
You know, Gold Cobra, the Limp Bizkit album that came out like 10 years ago. Maybe 11.
No. Now, Gold Cobra... Now, Gold Cobra, that's actually was my guru's name.
Really?
Yeah. Because, you see, when he would make love to you.
Okay, I think it's about time we move on to our next song, but stick around after the music for Love Nation with Guru Keelan right after The Offspring on 96.9 FM The Squiz.
The government says don't drink the squiz. I say you're a Supreme Court justice, not a doctor.
I'm so old, I can't see, ears blown out at 23. Still it's hard to pee, tiny rocks in my kidney. Go!
Okay, and what is that supposed to be? Because that's not the song. Okay, and that's clearly
was it not
it.
The song?
Okay,
it sounded a lot like the song.
Producer, okay, folks at home, sorry. Producer Craig apparently must have messed up and handed me the wrong tape or something. Not sure what that was about. So sorry. That was clearly not The Offspring. So apologies for that. But time to get rolling into our next segment here. We've got the relationship guru, Dr. Keelan, in the show with Love Nation. Dr. Keelan, welcome.
Oh, what was that band?
The Offspring.
The Offspring?
Well, it wasn't The Offspring, but it was The Offspring.
Oh, man. I curse the day when I meet one of mine.
What?
All right.
Anyway, so we've got some Love callers. Nation,
we've got some callers on the line.
Love Nation is a show where Keelan takes calls from listeners who just need a little bit of advice. So I think we're just going to go ahead and hop right into that next call. This is John calling in from Columbus with a question for Keelan.
I'm calling in because I heard that you all are giving some relationship advice, and I'm in a little bit of a pickle. The other day, my girlfriend and I were eating grapes, and through no fault of my own, I accidentally got a grape stuck up her nose. It's been there for days, and it's tearing our relationship apart. We tried the neti pot, like flushing it out. We tried some tweezers. Nothing works. Obviously, going to the doctor wasn't really a fruitful option for us. They told us that, honestly, we're probably just going to have to deal with the fact that she's going to live with a grape up her nose the rest of her life. They suggested that she just embrace this aspect of her life, do the daytime talk show circuits, you know, maybe try to volunteer to be a study for a medical journal. But that just doesn't seem like it's going to be very fruitful. If we're going to be doing this circus show stuff, we want to make money, baby. And I just don't see how it's going to make us a bunch of money. So I'm looking for a more sensible solution to this. It feels a little bit extreme. What do y'all suggest? We gotta solve this problem, guys. My very relationship depends on your advice. Please help.
Ah, excellent. Excellent question. You know, this isn't the first time I've heard of this happening.
Is that so?
Here's my suggestion. First of all, you gotta get a hole in your nose. And let me tell you something. The best way to get a hole in your nose, and this can be a very close bonding, strong relationship builder connection for you. You gotta snort a lot of cocaine. Like a lot of cocaine. And that will put a hole in your nose and the grape will come right out.
Interesting.
Would the grape not get stuck in the hole?
That's why I said a lot of cocaine.
Really? Also, like, increase the size of that hole.
Yes. Also, I've already got two perfectly good holes in my nose.
Yeah.
Well, what if they were just one big one, baby?
Yeah, like get a lot of cocaine.
Sort of take that middle part out.
I don't know if I would consider that necessarily relationship advice, but...
I think it is because I offered an activity.
That's a bonding activity.
Yeah, a bonding activity, which is cocaine.
And, you know, and I'm sure our sponsors will really appreciate you talking about illegal drugs on the program. We're going to go ahead and move on to our second question. This one is coming from Andrew.
What's up, Squeeze? This is Andrew here. Just calling in for Dr. Keelan. I'm 10 years sober, 10 years married to my beautiful wife, Alexandria, and just on a whim, we decided to take a blood test. Turns out that both of us, her and me, my fiance Alexandria, are actually fraternal twins. Emerging lanes here, Keelan. Fraternal friends separated at birth, but I do love her. Kids, yes or no? Because we're trying to take things to the next step, and I'm getting up there in age. Thank you.
If I've learned anything from the movie Gladiator, which I saw 50 years ago after going to Woodstock.
That adds up.
I would say yes, kids. But you gotta understand the risks. Of having kids.
And
with
those
your
are...
fraternal twin. And that's... They could grow up to look like Russell Crowe.
Well, that doesn't sound half bad.
He's a good looking man.
Yeah, but now you have to watch Les Mis. And do you want to watch Les Mis?
Why would I have to watch
Les Mis? Not particularly, no.
Well... You gotta support your child through all their decisions.
Including Les Mis.
Including Les Mis.
I don't think I'd want to scare them by showing them themselves on the TV.
No, I don't think you understand. You have to go to the movie premieres. You have to watch it every single time it comes on TV. That's what happens when you fall in love with your fraternal twin. Remember
And that. How many times have you encountered that specific situation?
Well, if you go on to Pornhub.com.
All right. And I think maybe let's take a break real quick. We've got some words. We have some ads we can run. Yeah. We have some words from the sponsors. Okay. We have some ads. So let's take a quick commercial break, run a few ads. And then we'll be back with some real fucking rock and roll. But just don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Squid.
And some more Love Nation after the break.
Oh yeah, that too. But Love Nation
and we're contractually
also
obligated to ask at least two more questions.
Yep.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Oh yeah!
For real rock and roll on the Squid.
Are you looking to spice up your bedroom? Working a dead-end job and the wife just can't stand you anymore? Are you just not sure how to diddle her thingy the right way? Come on down to Grayson's Adult Emporium, where we've got just the thing. Grayson's signature habanero personal lubricant brings the heat, and each tube comes with a complimentary bottle of our signature hot sauce. Just don't mix them up when you get home, unless you really want to turn up her temperature. Grab a personalized toy for that special someone while you're here, with sizes way bigger than your little dinghy. Searching for something for a same-sex relationship? Don't worry. You can stop by our sister location, Gayson's, for double-ended toys and other gay stuff. Whatever it is you need, Grayson's and Gayson's will have you covered. Income.
Hi there, ladies and gents. My name is Saul, coming to y'all for Saul's Sauce and Salsa Spot. We offer a proper smorgasbord of spicy, sweet, and savory sauces, salsas, spices, and now we're introducing both smoked and summer sausages. Sure to stimulate your suppers and spark satisfaction with all your sides. Stop in now for our summer specials and slather up some meat for the smoker with our all-new Southern Sweet Heat Slather and Sauce. And starting this Sunday, take 60% off your order when you trade in any size sauce as part of our Sauces for Society special. Shee-hoo! Come into Sauce and get you some sauce.
WYBG, not your mama's rock station.
You know, with the current state of America. Do you think Jill and Joe still fuck?
Yeah, I mean, you're the love guru. We should ask you, are they fucking, yes or no?
Jake, I think we have a caller.
Yeah, we have a caller on the line. We can probably get to a caller.
All right, looks like we've got Chris. Chris?
Hello, long-time listener, first-time caller. I heard that you could help with problems of the love varietals, and I have those. So, just to preface, I don't know if you know what it means to be sapiosexual, but that's someone who's attracted to people who are intelligent. I don't have that. But, I do kind of have a crush on... Do you know what constellations are? Like, a cluster of stars in the sky. I feel something deep down when I look at Orion's belt. And it's not like a... I know you're thinking, this has got to be some kind of, you know, BDSM thing. And I'm telling... This is strictly vanilla, you know... puppy love crush on Orion's belt. So really I've looked a lot online on how to approach this, but I haven't, you know, I just want to know how do I start this kind of the conversation, you know, any kind of relationship with a constellation. If you have any advice whatsoever, I would be very appreciative. So yeah, it's very early in the morning right now, so I'm going to roll around naked in the morning dew on my lawn. So thank you, I love you, bye.
Well, I think a relationship with a constellation would be kind of hard to start.
Can we cut his mic? Can we cut it? I can't cut it. Okay. Dr. Keelan, any advice for this star-crossed lover?
You know, this is... Fuck. You know, this is kind of awkward. Because, oddly enough, this isn't the first time I've dealt with this.
Ooh.
But what makes it awkward is... they also fell in love with Orion's belt.
Oh no!
And I just checked up on this a week ago, and they are still happily going strong. And I even asked, because I always, so like, there's three questions I always ask people, and one of which is it an open relationship? And it is not.
Facebook official, huh?
Yes, I believe that's what they call it.
Well, Chris, I'm sorry to say that, looks like the belt is taken.
But if I could make a suggestion, you ever thought about lion in the sky?
Like, what?
Like, lying like to somebody?
A lion, like a Leo in the sky.
Oh, I see. Like the Leo constellation.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can find love that way.
You mean like from The Lion Kid?
What? What?
You mean like from The Lion Kid?
The Lion Kid? No, I don't even know what you're saying.
Okay. All right, I think we got another caller on the line. I think we got maybe time for one more question for Love Guru Keelan here. And I think we've got one more caller on the line. Caller, you're on for Love Guru Keelan. Go ahead.
Hey, the Squiz. Santo here. Huge fan. Love your work. I got a question for Keelan real quick. I am a little devastated. I've been, you know, sailing for about 18 years now. Started with my dad when I was really young. I went out on my boat, the Punisher 2, the Repunishing. It was my grandfather's boat. I fixed it up a little bit. And I found the love of my life. I was on my boat in the Atlantic, and then she kind of jumped out of the water, and then she looked at me. She kind of gave me this, like, really cool noise, like one of the, like a type thing. And then she just swam away, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about her. Do you think I could find her again one day, or is love not worth it?
Oh my God, run away. That is called a siren. I've read this in a book about 80 years ago. That is a siren. I still remember this. Yeah, yes. Now then, in my 30 years of being alive, I must tell you, that's a siren. You cannot go near that thing. That is all.
It sounds like it was a dolphin to me.
No, 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 no. See, you are mistaken. You see, I've read The Old Man and the Sea. I know what a dolphin sounds like.
Right. And that wasn't close, you don't think?
No.
What? Do you have a closer approximation, maybe, as far as what you should be looking for?
All I can tell you is that sound, that was a siren. Now, a dolphin? You want to know what that sounds like?
I do. I'd love to know.
It sounds like a...
That doesn't sound right to me. I don't think that's great. That doesn't sound right.
Anyway, I think we've got some more. We've got another. We've...
Beep, beep.
Okay, that one's kind of a dolphin. End there.
We've got a Squiz world premiere for the Worm Nation this morning.
What's this? It's a new music premiere on WYBG.
The Squiz.
That's right, Worm Nation. You heard it here. Exclusive world premiere of a new song that we're very stoked to share and that we're very stoked to have.
That's right. This is Discussing the Sun's Protectors of Protectors of Protectors on WYBG.
Consuming news was left to me. welcome to call me back and talk me through every thought you have.
Rob, is it just me, or did it just get extremely hot in here?
I'm scorching.
A lot of heat coming from that track. I'll tell you what. That's off the new album from Discussing the Sun, Feel It All. That's going to be releasing September 23rd, 2022. So check it out.
Check it out, and check out Lonely Ghost Records.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Lonely Ghost. They're the best in the world. They know how to do it.
Every five on the fives. Squiz in the morning. Traffic report.
All right, Squiz heads, you know what that sound means. It's the traffic report. Every five on the five coming at you. Normally, our traffic correspondent Tim would come on the show and do our little traffic segment here. But Tim was, arrested late last night, attempting to go what is called urban skiing by straddling two bird scooters. So this time you are getting a bird's eye view. Rob, take it away.
And that was just a stunning introduction. Hey, we've got some accidents in town. Looks like a large hot dog shaped car has been parked on the freeway 275. That's going to knock you back a solid 25 minutes on your commute to work this morning. So if you're listening in the shower, you know, pop your little boxers on, wear your little suit and hop in the car now because your ass is going to be late.
Ooh, hate to hear that.
Additionally, we've got word that the bridge that has looked like shit for a million years and refuses to be repaired has actually imploded upon itself. So if you're trying to come across the Ohio River, you're not. Stay home.
Not good. That is definitely going to set your drive back of a few minutes. So
I don't know. There's like a fire on 75.
Anything else interesting on that?
Five car pileup. I don't know. We're still waiting. I mean, it looks horrifying, but it'll be fine, I'm sure.
It'll figure itself out.
That's right. That's why we have car insurance, folks.
Don't love that.
Anyway, this has been your WYBG 96.9 FM, The Squiz Traffic Update.
Whoa. Sound effect.
All right, now we have kicked Dr. Keel into the curb, but up next, we are going into the birdhouse with me, the bird, to answer all of your Tweedledee DIY fix-em-up questions right after this. It's Nirvana Lithium on WYBG.
Wait a minute, I'm still here.
He's still here? He's... What the fuck?
How did you get back in? We locked that door. How did you get back in? All right. Well, you see,
when your original guru is the Golden Cobra.
Anyway, okay. Here's Nirvana.
All right, here's Nirvana.
Jacob, press the button. Jacob, press the button.
Roll all there.
I'm so happy. 'Cause today I got some head in my bed. I'm so hungry. That's okay, 'cause so are you. Let's order food. DoorDash dinner. Every day for all I care. My bank is scared. Light my doobie. In a daze, 'cause I found weed. Yeah.
Okay, again, producer Craig, I don't know what the fuck is going on over there. It's not funny. It's not
cool. And you did just say the F word on the radio.
Okay.
So that's 10K out the window right now.
Okay. Right now, the focus
I understand you're upset, but we need to keep it PG-13.
Okay, that was just obviously not Nirvana, so I'm a little bit confused as to how this keeps happening, but whatever.
It sounded a lot like Nirvana,
though. It didn't sound that much like
Nirvana. It sounded It sounded really close.
It didn't sound that close. Let's just roll into our next segment here. We've got fan favorite segment coming at you. Into the birdhouse with Rob the Bird. We've got some callers on the line with questions for Rob.
Hey, what's up? It's your favorite Tweedledee-Dee-DIY master, the bird. It's Rob. Hey, back in the studio to answer your home and car and whatever else maintenance questions. We've had some great success helping some of our callers before with fixing things up in their homes or apartments. I think it's going to be a good show today, but please no drywall questions this week. We were sued a couple of times. Apparently, I don't know where a stud is. So just no drywall question. Let's just avoid maybe that topic entirely.
Hey, there's three studs on this radio show right now.
Yeah, and there's supposed to be two.
All right.
You know, I once found a stud by just knocking on the wall.
That's awesome. Okay, we've got plenty of callers on the line, so let's just make sure we get through to all of them. First caller is Colin. Colin, you're on the line. Go ahead.
What's up, Squiz? This is Colin here, longtime listener, first time caller. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you, Rob the Bird. I've got a DIY fixer up problem of sorts. So I was riding my dirt bike, and I was doing some pretty sick jumps, and I miscalculated one of them, and I ended up in a pond. I fished it out. Everything was all cool, but problem number one is the flames I painted on the side kind of started going off. So I need some tips for waterproof flame paints on my dirt bike. And the other thing is it's kind of got a wobble when I go faster than 120. So any advice that you have for my dirt bike would be awesome. Thanks, Rob the Bird.
All right, number one piece of advice that I got for you. This is regarding the paint. You can save a couple dollars, all right? And you'll have the best paint job you've ever done, all right? Now, I don't know why lead paint is way cheaper than the rest of the paints, but you can get that shit. You can get that stuff really cheap.
10K, buddy. Come on.
Really cheap. So you just take that, okay? And you don't even need a brush. You save a couple dollars there. Just grab it with your hands and just slide it up. You remember finger painting? You've seen Van Gogh. It looks good. And that is a paint job that will last you forever. Now, as far as, you know, the wobble, the speed and everything, you know, first of all, if you're not pushing 140 on that thing, you're a child. I could race you so fast. I could beat your ass.
All right, okay. All right, Rob. You're getting a little riled up, Rob. Come on. Take it down.
Sorry, talking about fixing stuff just gets my testosterone going.
It's your blood pumping, we know. We can tell.
To add to this, if you apply a primer before putting the paint on there, and then if you put a sealant over the paint after you are finished, that will help waterproof it. And there are also waterproofing additives to add to the paint.
Okay, and who's the expert here? All right.
Is that just good suggestion?
If Colin was trying to fuck the bike. If Colin was trying to screw the bike.
All right, you're screwing something up on this show here, buddy. So let's just move on to the our next question here. We've got another caller on the line. Plenty of questions for Robin on the line today.
It's a popular program.
It is. It's a big program. So next we've got, I believe, Jason. Jason, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Jason Newspaper, long-time caller, first-time caller. Listen, I'm here for the bird. I've got some car trouble. Okay, listen here. So I've got kind of a Code Christine kind of situation where my car is coming to life. Instead of chasing me down, my car is just like trying to get married to me, you see? Every morning I wake up, I go out to my window, I go out to my car, started to go to work, go on a commute, and suddenly there's just flowers woven into the steering wheel. Then, when I get home, when I get in my car after my workday for my commute home, the radio just turns on. It says, "How was your day, sweetie?" I go, "How the hell are you doing that? You're a car." And then the glove box opens, and it goes, "I made your dinner." And inside, sure enough, McDonald's. I don't know what's going on. Listen, I'm just wondering if there's a problem with my catalytic converter or something. Just let me know. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Now, I can't speak on the catalytic converter, but what I can tell you is that those insanely bright halogen bulbs contain some kind of software that can often bring, it can often cause this sort of issue. Cars can go haywire.
No, nothing on the, like the romantic end of things, or I guess that's sort of not your territory, huh?
Yeah, I can't really speak on that. That would have been a better question, I think, for, Keelan. Earlier on the program.
Fair enough. Well, we'll keep it rolling here. We've got plenty of other callers on the line here. We've got, I believe it is, I think Chris that was on the line. Chris, go ahead.
Hello, long-time listener, first-time caller. I heard you were giving some advice on cars, and I need some advice on cars. So I got a van. Its make and model is blue. And I was driving it a few weeks ago, and it was totally fine. And then the check engine light showed up. I'm like, "Oh, what is this?" And it was glowing for a little bit, and I did not care or appreciate. I did not care for, nor did I appreciate the aura. The energy that it was giving towards me. It was bad vibes, you know. There's a lot of bad vibes coming from that light. So I put some tape on top of it, and I didn't think anything about it until yesterday. And I was driving, and nothing wrong with the car, but I needed to send out a package in the mail. And I had ran out of tape. And so my question is, how can I get the tape off of the check engine lights? Because it's very, I didn't realize how adhesive it was at the time. And I really need that tape. I can't afford to buy a new roll in this economy. So if you could patch me through. So if you could help, that would be great. If you could send this somewhere up the ladder to the president or maybe the manager of a Staples, that would be great. I can't really think of anything else I need, so I hope you're doing well. I love you. Bye.
Love you too. Hope you're listening. The caller has disconnected. Hope you are listening to the program live. Otherwise, you will not hear the answer to your question. I'm really glad that you mentioned the economy, because we all know Joe Brandon is hiking up the cost of gas. Mm-hmm. And
inflation is out of control, too.
Inflation is out of control. And you know what they're doing with these cars these days? With the check engine lights? They're just making them come on willy-nilly. Every 200 miles, that motherfucker will pop on. And, you know, you plug the thing in, you get, like, the little code. But it's just trying to tell you to go into the place and pay them money. Honestly, you're better off with that tape covering that light, because you really don't need it. Mm. You really don't need the check engine light.
Really? Like, you don't need the mental stress from it, I guess is what you're saying.
No. That thing is always going to be on. Hmm. That thing will never stop being on. So just don't even think about it.
Interesting. Okay.
You'll know if there's something wrong with your car.
All right, and we've got, I think, time for one more caller for Rob here. So we've got one more caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Unknown number that they're coming from, yeah, too. We got to be careful number. About taking
block
these.
Number, but we will take it. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello?
We can hear you.
We can barely hear you.
Hey. Hi. I'm ask about the whole stud and the drywall thing.
Oh, and I thought we said very specifically at the beginning, are we not screening these calls?
Greg, are you screening?
No. You know what? I'm done. It's so unprofessional in here. I'm done.
Okay. All right.
I'm done.
Rob, come back. Kate, man, come on. Listen, there's another three. Okay, we have 4 more hours to do and you're going to leave? We have 4 more hours.
Okay. I'm back.
Dr. Keelan, did you just come in through the open studio door?
Oh, I've been here.
I don't think that's true, but okay.
I was just taking a little nap. You see, when I was hanging out with Alan Watts 10 years ago,
okay,
he told me that naps were the best way to reach Nirvana.
Okay, that's perfect. Man, that's kind of a band we played earlier too, so that's awesome. Perfect. Actually,
Did you know that Courtney Love actually killed Kurt Cobain?
Listen, Dr. Keelan,
I just realized that I lose my health insurance if I walk out on the job. So
yeah.
Have you heard?
I should probably stick it out. Finish the shift.
Well, let me tell you about terrain theory. Everything you've heard about viruses and germs, not real.
All right. Okay. All right. We've got, it looks like, one more caller with a question. I guess if we're still doing the show, we've got time for one more. So final caller of the day. Caller, you're on the air. Go right ahead with your question.
Hi, my name is Jason. Jason this paper. Long-time listener, first-time listener, I'm here for Keelan. Listen, I need your advice, buddy. I gotta break things off with my car. My car came to life. It's kind of a Christine sort of situation. Instead of trying to kill me, my car is trying to be my girlfriend or my wife or something. I don't really understand it. Listen, I went outside for my commute one morning, and suddenly there's flowers woven into the steering wheel. I don't know what's going on. I go home, the car radio turns on, says, "How was your day, sweetie?" And there's McDonald's in my glove box. Now listen, I just want to bring her down nicely. I don't know how to say it, but I don't have those feelings because it's a car, and I just want it to return to being my dependable commute vehicle to get to and from work. I'm not trying to start a family with you, and I just want to know what I can say to my car to just make that happen. So, Keelan, please help me, please.
Now, you can't possibly tell me that you've seen this one before.
Oddly enough, I have. I saw a YouTube video about something similar to this. Except the man was in love with the car, and not the car in love with the man. So there is a little twist of sorts here, but I think I know what to do. First thing you gotta do?
Get an oil change.
No. What? What does that... No. First of all, let me just tell you something. The used car market is on the up and up right now. Okay? You can't even buy a new car. So the used cars are up. So my suggestion is, instead of letting it down slowly, because to be honest, there's nothing you can do at this point. A car love is just too tight. You're going to have to sell her. You're going to have to sell her on Carvana, specifically Carvana, at Carvana.com/loveguru Keelan.
Okay, don't do plugs.
Save 10%.
All right, you're not doing plugs. Enough of this bullshit. All right, you're not doing plugs. Come on.
And then you can buy a brand new used 2014 Subaru.
Nice.
In the color beige. Hatchback. That car will not come to life, and it will not fall in love with you. I promise. But love. Guru Doctor Guarantee.
Yeah, that's a professional promise, huh?
I've been doing this for 6 months. So.
Well, so it's a professional opinion. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
What are we? Some shitty Netflix movie? Because we have The Rock.
Shut up, bitch!
Now, Jake, I'm just getting word that a hooded figure has entered the building.
What?
Dressed like... Hold on, am I hearing this right? Craig, are you pulling my leg? They're dressed like a Pokemon trainer.
What? In the world?
Okay, and here comes Craig, and he's handing me a tape. Okay, it looks like this is... I guess a demo?
What? Who drops off demo tapes anymore?
Yeah, why would they expect that we would just... We have to play it? What do you mean we have to play it? Did you like pre-screen it?
Did you listen to this? Did you listen to this?
You did? Oh, I mean, okay, it's a weird day in the WYBG studio.
To be sure.
The Squiz is a little off this morning, but okay. I mean, I guess here's a brand new demo from the Marry Her. It's called There Is a Dead God at the Bottom of the Marianas Trench, parentheses with Sonic, on 96.9 WYBG. Jake, I'm now being told that it was actually the Marrier.
Ooh.
And that the Marrier is Craig's cousin.
What?
So.
God damn it. Are you kidding me? Are you know what?
Telling you what I heard. Don't shoot the messenger, dude.
So, not only can we not get the music right, but now it's a nepotism case in here. You know what? I'm so sick of this fucking bullshit. Bunch of amateurs. Just a bunch of amateurs in here. Fucking nepotism case now. Can't get our music right. Producer Craig's handing me fucking Weird Al bullshit and letting fucking mask-wearing vigilante pick out the music. I'm done, okay? Done with this shit. Done with this bullshit. Fuck this. I'm out. Thank you, as always, to really all of our wonderful friends who helped make this happen. We like figuratively and quite literally would not have a show without all of you guys, and that includes all of you people listening at home. This is a extremely stupid but very creatively fulfilling way for us to spend our time, and we really can't thank you guys enough for listening and for being a part of this.
There are almost too many people to thank for this episode, but we are going to do our best to try.
Thank you to John from Super Destroyer, Nelson and Mars from Discussing the Sun, as well as just the whole Lonely Ghost fam. Especially special shout out to Nelson for the theme song B-Mix as well.
That's right, absolutely. Thank you to Santo and all of the wonderful people in both the Elephant Jake and Carly Cosgrove crews. Thank you to Chris from Barely March. Just an incredible, funny, talented guy. Our fucking amazing, incredible friend Keelan, who will literally just put up with anything we ask him to do.
And anything.
And he will run with it like a champion. We love him to death and we cannot thank him enough.
Yeah, and we also want to thank just all of our friends across the YBIG Extended Universe. We appreciate you all so much. Now, we might take a little bit of extra time off. I know we've taken some time off already, all right? But that time wasn't off.
We were busy. We were working, motherfuckers.
We were procrastinating, but we were also all working.
Right. Yeah.
So, keep an eye out. We'll be excited, and we'll let you know when season 3 is coming. We've already got one episode recorded and a couple of them planned. So it shouldn't be too long, but we'll be back whenever that is. Also, it seems like we have a last minute voicemail.
Huh.
A bit of a missed call here.
Oh, yeah, I can see we got something in the voicemail box. Okay.
Yeah, do you want to go ahead and hit that play button?
Yeah, let's take a listen.
Hey guys, long time, first time. My question to you and the Your Band is Garbage podcast would be, in Super Smash Brothers, there's a term called C-sticking that used to go around, which was like using the analog C-stick as like a smash shortcut to do smash attacks, and it was considered cheap and people would make fun of you and say you're C-sticking. Another good example would be like the pistol in Halo 2 and why it was like way too good and people would clown on you for using it. So my question is, what would be the the DIY music equivalent of something like the C-stick or the Halo 2 pistol? That's a little too cheap. And bonus follow-up question would be, what's the music equivalent of Final Destination, no items, and only Fox? Because, all items on high is obviously like ska music or something. So what would be the opposite of that? All right. Thanks.
I think the Final Destination is probably Coachella, I think. And the C-Stick is getting signed to Counterintuitive Records.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
We'll see you soon.
See you. Bye-bye.